If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Searching for New York City's subway shooter.
We have all our resources working this to find this perpetrator.
President Biden on the war in Ukraine.
Yes, I call it genocide.
Tornadoes slam two states.
Lots and lots of debris. There's not much left.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. It is an uneasy commute for New York City subway riders this morning as police continue a manhunt for the gunman who injured at least 23 people in a smoky attack inside a train yesterday. 10 were shot. All are expected to survive. Third grader Sarah Solano rides to school with her grandfather.
This does actually make me think twice of going in a subway because there are a lot of crazy people.
The person police are looking for, a 62-year-old man from Milwaukee who rented a truck in Pennsylvania. Police Chief James Essig.
The U-Haul key at the scene led us to the recovery of a U-Haul van in Brooklyn. The male, who we believe is the renter of this U-Haul in Philadelphia, is a Frank R. James.
Investigators trying to locate James are up against a large problem. Security cameras at the subway stop weren't working. Correspondent Scott McFarlane takes a closer look.
In a pair of inspections from 2018 and 2019, reviewed by CBS News, state officials warned New York City's Metropolitan Transportation Authority that transit station security cameras were at risk of malfunctions, finding the transit agency failed to ensure preventative maintenance and timely repairs on thousands of the cameras. The transit system responded it was taking aggressive steps.
Does it surprise you to hear that this camera in this spot may not have been working right?
It does not surprise me to hear.
Former FBI agent Mike German says cameras are a challenge for many U.S. transit systems because they require regular and sophisticated maintenance. Congressional sources tell CBS News a group of dozens of U.S. House members were already getting ready to request millions of dollars later this month to pay for cameras and other types of security equipment, harder infrastructure, and surveillance training to help prevent attacks at U.S. rail stations.
Police say they're investigating whether cameras in the New York subway station had a mechanical or an electrical malfunction. President Biden isn't mincing words on the war in Ukraine. He says there is mounting evidence Russia is guilty of genocide.
We'll let the lawyers decide internationally whether or not it qualifies, but it sure seems that way to me.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is praising Mr. Biden for his remark. As Zelensky warns, the war is entering a new stage of terror. Correspondent Chris Livesay is in Ukraine.
More and more civilian areas in flames. This time, a culinary arts school and surrounding apartments in Kharkiv. The Russian world has arrived to protect us, says Gennady in sarcastic disbelief. Human suffering, the Russian president continues to deny. Speaking of Ukraine publicly for the first time in more than a week, he called his war noble while shrugging off peace talks he says have reached a dead end. And despite mounting evidence to the contrary, Putin claimed that atrocities like those committed in Bucha were faked. He also announced a new stage of the war, shifting his attention to the eastern Donbas region.
The governor of Kharkiv says a two-year-old boy is among at least seven people killed there over the past 24 hours. Here in the U.S., tornadoes have torn through Texas and Iowa on a second straight day of dangerous weather. Bell County, Texas Judge David Blackburn says at least 23 people were injured there, one critically.
Large trees uprooted, overturned, stripped. Buildings really reduced to rubble at many locations. Power lines, power poles scattered all over the place. It's a pretty devastating.
Winds over 90 miles an hour knocked over trees and trapped people in homes in parts of Louisiana. There's more severe weather in the forecast today, from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes. Police in California say a 9-year-old girl is in stable condition after she was shot at a mall in Victorville, northeast of L.A. Stores locked down, shocked customers were ordered to leave.
Who's in here? Get out, get out, get out.
So they escorted us out. It was kind of scary. They were yelling at us to put our hands up, and they escorted us out the mall.
The search is still on for the shooter.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The Easter Bunny may have to come up with a plan B.
Sweet cream, crispy wafers, and a whole lot of yum.
Ferrero, which makes Kinder chocolates, is asking American consumers to throw away some of its products that may have come from Europe, where a salmonella outbreak shut down production at a factory in Belgium. Last week, Ferrero voluntarily recalled 2 Easter treat packages in the U.S. out of an abundance of caution. There have been no illnesses reported in the States. A woman makes history on the baseball diamond. CBS's Monica Ricks has the story.
Alyssa Nackin coached first base for the San Francisco Giants last night, making her the first woman to ever make an on-field appearance in a regular season Major League Baseball game.
Alyssa Nackin now coaching at first.
NBC Sports Bay Area with the historic play-by-play, calling her a trailblazer.
Thanks going, Dak.
Nackin replaced first base coach Antoine Richardson, who got ejected in the third inning.
Hank Aaron's 715th home runs being preserved in the Library of Congress National Recording Registry.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone.
So is FDR's famous speech.
December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Among the musical selections this year, Ricky Martin's 1990 hit and Queen's epic.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Alicia Keys' debut album heads for history. So does Journey.
Just a small town girl.
And Cuba's Buena Vista Social Club. And goodbye to Gilbert Gottfried.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're never going to get a hold of that stupid lamp.
He brought the parrot Iago to life in Disney's movie Aladdin and played a duck in the insurance commercials. Gottfried began his career as a teenager doing stand-up comedy in New York before gaining fame and later falling from grace, telling a joke at a roast about the September 11th attacks. Gottfried died of muscular dystrophy. He was 67.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Teachers are reporting evidence kids missed a lot while they learned from home during the pandemic.
And you have it go over and under like it's going through a tunnel.
There's a plethora of YouTube videos showing how to tie your shoes, but many teachers are finding that first graders who used to show up with that skill now don't know how to do it. Ditto for middle schoolers suddenly having to wait in line at the playground or even sit still for hours. Several websites urge parents to help encourage their kids by blending basic life skills like cooking with math, using sorting trash to teach about climate change, and using common tools like a screwdriver, which requires physical coordination. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
As President Biden spoke at a stop in Iowa, he took a direct hit from a winged spectator. But the commander-in-chief didn't seem to notice the white bird dropping on his jacket lapel, continuing to explain his decision to allow higher amounts of ethanol in gasoline this summer. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast for the Late Show with my producer, Becca. Becca, how long have you been producing this podcast?
I've been producing this podcast for 2 years now.
And your favorite thing about it?
The extended moments, for sure.
Right, because sometimes I'll interview like a big star for 25 minutes. And we can only put like 14 minutes on air. Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
And who produces that?
I help out. It's a team effort.